Now we're ready to save the day. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business will be a revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, hearing none.
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our June 18th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our June the 18th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
And all opposed? The motion is so carried. Now we got the finding of the facts of the June the 18th meeting.
Motion to approve findings of facts.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the finding of the facts of the June 18th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay through the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. First case, please.
Case number 11006, Billy R. and Elizabeth A. Lee, east of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, southeast corner of Oyster Bay Lane and Salty Way Drive, being lot 131 within Kingwick West Development, a variance from the corner side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Chairman. I'm Megan Hudson here from Susan Weidman's office on behalf of the property owners, Billy and Elizabeth Lee. We're requesting a 4.3-foot variance for 3716 Oyster Bay Lane in Selbyville. As you can see from the survey filed with the application, the property currently is violating Chapter 115, Article 25, Subsection 182B of the Code. The front corner of the home is only 10.7 feet from Salty Way Drive instead of the full 15 feet required for corner lots. By way of background, the home was built in 1973. A permit to move the home and to build a sunroom was issued in 2006, and a certificate of compliance was issued on May 24, 2007. The current owners purchased the property on May 18, 2012, as it stands. Regarding the factors for granting the variance, uniqueness first, the lot is too narrow for the structure to be in conformity. Even if the home were moved, there would be a portion of the property that would still violate the setback requirements. There's an exceptional practical difficulty as the current owners acquired the property in the current condition that it is, and the home, again, cannot be moved to bring it into compliance. Regarding the possibility of development, it can't be developed without the need for a variance. The lot is too narrow for the home to fit without a variance being granted. The variance is necessary to continue for the home to be used as a home for reasonable use. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. Again, the home, it was in existence since 1973, and a certificate of compliance was issued in 2007 after the home was moved and a sunroom built. Regarding the effect on the surroundings, the essential character of the neighborhood, which is medium residential, will not be affected by granting the variance as the property will continue to be used as a home. The variance will not affect the adjacent property at all. Its violation regards its footage from the road, and it's still 10.7 feet from the road. And the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. It's existed since 1973 that way and in its current condition since 2007. Regarding the extent of the variance, the applicant is requesting a 4.3-foot variance, which is the least required to bring it into the 15-foot requirement, and the variance is necessary to afford relief in order to bring the property into compliance with the county code. Therefore, we do request a 4.3-foot variance.
Okay. Ma'am, is your client here with you tonight?
They are not.
Mr. Sharp means we had two tonight that we held over because they weren't here to concur.
Yeah.
Do we do this in the same?
We need to see if there's anybody else that's here
first
to see if they have an opinion one way or another,
okay,
whether it's support and favor. Ms. Hudson, the Delaware courts state that attorney testimony or attorney presentation does not count as testimony upon which the board can render a decision. So whenever we have an attorney come forward, we need to have someone that is able to verify the presentation under oath as a witness. So what we have done in the past, and if the board elects they may choose to do so tonight, is to hold it open and again see if there's anybody here to testify,
okay,
either in favor or against it, but the public record would be held open, and then we would hold a subsequent hearing at the next hearing to go over this, if that's what the board so wished to do tonight.
Sure. With the owners present at the next hearing?
That's correct. We're,
okay,
we're someone who could testify,
okay,
on behalf of the application.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board at this time? Mr. Burton?
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes.
Okay.
Besides, a shower is allowed to encroach just like set of steps?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as it's not, it's detached.
Detached?
A detached shower.
Okay. So if the shower is mounted on the wall?
Mm-hmm. This is a detached outside shower. We verified that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
That again also. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we leave case number 11006 open till the next regular meeting, which is
August 6th.
August 6th, until the attorney can have the either the applicant here or someone that can verify what you say.
Okay.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 11006 open to our next regular meeting, which will be held on August the 6th, to allow the applicant or someone to testify. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Callaway, aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11006, ma'am, will be left open.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.